Gateway.
It's daytime with Aston Navy. Now, financial pressures on UK employers continue to grow, but there's new research out there that shows employers are concerned that the cost of living crisis will mean that they will have to work longer before retiring to make up the shortfall in savings. Now, figures from Wealth at Work have revealed that so many think they won't ever be able to afford to retire due to increasing costs. And that is despite the success of auto-enrollment, which launched over a decade ago. So here to discuss about how some of us might have to work longer before retiring, though, is my guest, Jonathan Watts-Lay, who is from Wealth at Work, joins me on the line. So, Jonathan, welcome to Gateway.
Hi, Aston.
Hi there, Jonathan. So I have to say, this is alarming research here, especially what we're going through at the moment with the cost of living crisis, Jonathan. But sad thing is, there are so many employers that would have to work before they retire here, even employees as well. So why do you think that so many are worried about affording to retire? And they should be, really.
Yeah, so I think the backdrop is clearly the cost of living crisis. So there's a lot of people that are concerned that you know, they're struggling whilst they're in work to make ends meet. So I guess the thought of being able to retire and having a pot of money that's going to keep them going seems unrealistic to a lot of them right now. We know from the research that 59% of people say that they're considering either reducing or stopping their pension contributions. So the situation could be getting a lot worse. And we know with costs still rising, so a lot of people, their fixed rate mortgages will be coming up for renewal over the next few months, and clearly interest rates have gone up. So that thing are going to make things even tighter. So you can see effectively a situation where people are more likely to be reducing their pension contributions now, which means their pension pot's going to be smaller when they get to retirement. And so therefore, maybe their planned retirement, they're going to have to move back and just carry on working that bit longer.
But do you think that employers should rethink their plans if they are considering reducing or stopping their pension contributions here? Because that's the worry as well.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. One of the things that we urge employees to do is to look at their costs. So, you know, get your bank statement out, have a look at where you're spending money every month, because there are certain things where they quite possibly could save money and actually save quite a few hundred pounds over a period of a year. So things I'm talking about here are things like your broadband contract, your mobile contract, insurances, so car insurance, household insurance. These are sorts of things where we know people often do not shop around, and they often get into auto renews, and then they just pay over the odds for those services. So I would say have a look at where you're spending money right now before you start reducing your pension contributions.
And any of the listeners here are attempted to dip into their pension supplement to their income here. What about those here? Do you think they should try and also consider plans here? But if not, what can they do?
Yeah, so our research showed that 31% of people that are age 55 or over, so in other words, people that can access their pension, 31% have said that they're planning to withdraw early. So basically, they're still in work, but because things are tight, they're thinking, oh, actually, I can withdraw some money from my pension to help supplement my current working income. So again, of course, if they're doing that, and by definition, they're going to be age 55 or over, that means that they're going to be depleting that pension pot. So when they do decide to give up work, they're either going to have less money in that pot, or indeed, they're going to have to carry on working longer to try and replenish the money that they've accessed early.
And obviously, there are simple things out there, I have to say, Jonathan, as well. So can you explain about the simple things that our listeners can do to make sure that they are prepared for retirement here? What can they do?
Yeah, so I think the key thing is to look at all the pensions that you have. The average person apparently has 11 jobs over their working life at the moment. So that could mean that you've got 11 pension pots. So have a look at those, see what they're worth, understand that you know where they are as well. But have a look at other savings you may have as well. So things like ISAs, other savings that you may have. Also look at what your partner has as well. A lot of people, often couples, want to retire together. So actually looking at them collectively can often be helpful in understanding, well, what is the true value of what I got, and what sort of income is that going to generate. The other thing, of course, that people should do is check out their state pension. Make sure they understand what state pension they're going to get, because for a lot of people, the state pension is effectively the cornerstone of their retirement income.
And obviously about personal finances as well here, Jonathan, because that's also quite an issue as well here, that people don't have that courage to talk to certain people about their finances there. So would you encourage listeners here to talk to a professional about their own finances here, despite what we're going through right now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So a few places that they can go. So their employer is always a good starting point. There's a lot of companies out there now that have financial wellbeing strategies. So they have organizations that they work with, actually like Wealth at Work, where they set up helplines and guidance lines to help people with it, with to understand these sorts of things. So going to your employer and asking them, first of all, is a good start. Also, you can go to the government site. So, for example, moneyhelper.org.uk, which gives a lot of help on general budgeting, particularly given the cost of living crisis. But also they have specialist sites looking more specifically at pensions. And of course, if people are really struggling, particularly if they think things are spiraling out of control with debt, and that's why they're struggling to pay bills, let alone pay pension contributions, then of course, organisations like Citizens Advice Bureau are worth contacting.
So, Jonathan, if our listeners want to find out all the information about what we've been discussing today about finances and also want to get further tips and advice on how to look after their finances during the cost of living crisis there, even before they retire as well, is there anywhere listeners can find out all the information?
Yeah, so by all means, go to our site, which is wealthatwork.co.uk. We've got the research on there. We've got lots of videos as well that can help people understand some of the things that they need to probably have a better understanding about, certainly options at retirement. So that's a good place to start.
So Jonathan Watsley from Wealth at Work, thank you for joining me on Gateway 97.8 today to address those cost of living concerns here about retirement, especially where some workers may have to work longer before they even retire.